The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Very Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to another episode. Who is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh? Alhamdulillah Azawajal. In the previous silsilas, we have covered the childhood of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Today, moving on from the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, we will be covering some of the great works the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan did, meaning the books of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah, before we move on to our topic, let's start by making good intentions. It is mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that in the intention of a believer is better than his action. And inshallah, alhamdulillah, this is something which we are given a mindset, especially on Madani channel, that always make good intentions before doing any good actions. So let's try to make some good intentions that inshallah we will watch this silsila from beginning to end, and also inshallah we will watch this to gain the knowledge of deen, and also teach this to our children inshallah. We'll start with a blessing of Durood-e Paak, sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya mentions in one of his recitals, which has been translated from the booklet of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, Karamate Usmane Ghani, The Morals of Usmane Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya writes, on page 1 of this booklet, the blessings of Durood-e Paak, sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, indeed the person to get quick relief from the horror and accountability on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited salat abundantly upon me in the world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, inshallah we will move on in regards to the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, the works which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi did. Alhamdulillah, we find that some of the great scholars of their time all writ some books or another, and some of them writ a few books, some writ more. And regarding the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, we find that you'll be surprised to know, especially the views of Madni channel, you'll be surprised to know that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writ over 1,000 books. And inshallah we will learn regarding some of these books and how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writ some of these books. The first book the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote was the Hashiya of Hidayatul Nuf. And that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi at that time was only 10 years old. Subhanallah. So this is the start of writing of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi.
This commentary is of a book in the in relation to Arabic grammar, Hidayatul Nahu. In this day and age, it's also taught in the Dars-e Nizami syllabus as well. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he wrote a hashiya and a commentary on this book, not in Urdu, in his mother language, or even Farsi, but rather Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, his marginal notes and footnotes, the commentary and the Hawaishi work on this book of Hidayat al-Nahu was done in the Arabic language. At a mere age of 8 to 10 years of age, so young Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was, yet at such a very beautiful young age, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he wrote a commentary on this book of Arabic grammar in the Arabic language.
I'm just thinking, you know, a child at the age of 10, if you were to ask him to write at least 2 or 3 pages from the top of his mind, I think they will struggle.
Definitely.
And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, at that age, at the age of 10, is writing a whole book, the commentary on a whole book. That is amazing.
A book of Amir al-Sunnah Dawn's Barakatum al-Aliyah, and give it to our 10-year-old child and say to him, just write a book review of it. Mm-hmm. Just explain 5-10 points of what Amir al-Sunnah has written in this book. The child will find it difficult. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, from a very young age, he started showing his immense knowledge by writing a commentary on the book of Hidayat al-Nahw as well, mashallah.
Mashallah, alhamdulillah, this was the beginning of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's work. But we also hear from 1305, which was approximately 1887, at the age of approximately 30 years old, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi completed 75 books.
Subhanallah.
So from the age of 10, there was being the first works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and going further to the age of 30, in between that time, 75 books.
Subhanallah. This shows the immense level of the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. And as we're going to further come on to as well, the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they wouldn't just cover one particular topic. Rather, the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they covered, it is mentioned, over 50 different sciences. And in each science, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala wrote a different book and showed his expertise in relation to his knowledge and his grasp on the knowledge of these different sciences as well and different fields of Islam as well.
So at the age of 30, if you go a bit further, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he reached the age of 52, which was 1327 Hijrah and the 1909 approximately, at that time, from the age of 30 to the age of 52, Ala Hazrat increased his works to the up to 500 books. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writ within that sort of 22 years.
Subhanallah.
Within 22 years, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, you could see that how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi starts to do more writing as the age goes on to. And we know that the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi writ over 1,000 works
throughout
their lifetimes, alhamdulillah. And some of these famous works we can mention, alhamdulillah, starting from the translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. Inshallah, in the coming episodes we'll talk about Kanzul Iman Sharif
itself.
But this was unique, because Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi translated from the Arabic language into the Urdu language. Because the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, as the viewers of Madani Channel will be aware, that he was from Hind. And in Hind at that time, the language of the people of Hind, is the main language is Urdu. So the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he translated from the Arabic language into Urdu the masterpiece work, you can say, Kanzul Iman Sharif. So, and then obviously this was one of his works. And then if you look at some of the other works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi, Fatawa Rizviya. This is a great work of Allah Hazrat. And in our time, this is divided into 30 volumes. And if you were to sort of hold our arms out, this probably would be into that sort of length. This is how much, this is one of the works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Fatawa Rizviya itself is.
Fatawa Rizviya, this is the compilation of the different fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And it is mentioned that this compilation of the fatawa, this took place at a later stage. Like we learned in the previous episode, that Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, the fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala began when he was only married 13 years of age. He gave his first fatwa. And then after a later stage, that's when it came into the mind of the people to start gathering the different fatawa and the different verdicts Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala penned down. And this was an ongoing situation. And inshaAllah, if you get the opportunity, Allah blesses us with tawfiq, we will look further into Fatawa Rizviya Sharif as well, inshaAllah, explaining the different aspects of the Fatawa Rizviya Sharif as well, inshaAllah.
Obviously, this is based upon Ala Hazrat's fatwas. And so many different topics are covered into this.
Definitely.
Starts with purity, water, salah, moves on to many other laws of inheritance, and there's so much Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi covers in the Fatawa Rizviya itself. Moving on to some of more of the works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi. For the views of Madni channel, you'd be surprised to know, the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi, a lot of his works were in Arabic. Approximately 300 books of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan were books in Arabic. And this is also the connection the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan had for the Arabic language.
Definitely.
300 books written, and you're looking at someone who's from Hind, someone where the language is not Arabic spoken. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi is writing books in Arabic, and approximately 300 books.
SubhanAllah, this is the it's not one thing of being able to compose sentences in that language, but then the fluency and how eloquent the writing of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is even in the Arabic language. This shows the expertise of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. When we talk about the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, it reminds us of the saying of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, that captured knowledge by writing it down. And this is what this great Imam did, that the knowledge he had, he wrote it. He captured it by writing it down. And even the ulama of the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they would also get happy when they would read the different evidences that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would bring in relation to a particular point. When it comes to the iman of the belief of the parents of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala, he picks up his pen and he compiles the entire booklet on this. When you look at the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you see that the question that comes as a fatwa, as a question, is very small. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in his writing, he doesn't leave any area uncovered. He will start, begin writing, and he will cover every single possible avenue of that question, so that that individual that has asked the question, that individual who is reading this booklet of Ala Hazrat, or this book of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he doesn't remain confused about any issue. And it is mentioned in the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, from one book, many different booklets would come in between that book.
Regarding the works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi, we just mentioned briefly, about some of his works, and also we also mentioned that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi with 300 books in Arabic language approximately. The other beauty which I saw that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi, every piece of work of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, was the title which was given to the book was also in Arabic.
SubhanAllah, definitely.
This is the love for the Arabic language, and because obviously why the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan had this love for Arabic language is obviously because this was the language of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi, every book, if you look at the title of every book the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi wrote, was in Arabic language. Alhamdulillah.
Another one of the classical styles of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala was that he had a grasp on a science and a branch of knowledge called ilm-e abjad, and this is that where every letter of the Arabic alphabet is given a numeric value.
Yes.
And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he would name his books in such a way that they would correspond the combination and the multi, when you add the letters of this, of the Arabic alphabet in accordance to the ilm-e abjad, then what would happen was they would come together and the final total would be that of the year in which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he wrote, or the date that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he wrote that particular book.
It's a bit like we use 786.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, it's Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this is actually, there's no other figure which 786 means nothing other than Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is another knowledge which the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi had. There's another thing, as we're talking about the writing of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi, also mentioned that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi would write with quite speed. He would write very fast. And talking about writing fast, the way we have things today, typing up and everything, it's quite easily done. But those days you probably have an ink pot, or you have a pen like that which you have to dip in the ink and then write. And even if you look at some of the early Buzurgan al-Din, they had this quality. Those who writ books, they had this quality.
This is another very beautiful thing, because these people, they knew that time was very limited. And they would try and make the most of the time that they had, the limited time that they have in their life, to do the service of the deen. If you look at the life of Ala Hazrat and the other Buzurgani deen as well, they would utilize this time to the best of their ability. So if they thought that if I write faster, I can get more work out in a shorter amount of time, they would do that.
Okay.
Whereas me and you, our society, we've become a very lazy community. Yeah, hardly any one of us writes by pen anymore. Everything is all text message on the phone, typing on the tablets, on the laptops. And
I think that typing skill is gone as well now. It's you have the recording service, system. So you just press record and you send them the message through recording, so you don't have to even type it.
But Alhamdulillah, our Buzurgani Deen, Rahimahumullah Mubeen, they would do this, they would write. Even in our day, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah Da'at Barakatum al-Aliyah, may Allah put barakah in their pen and put barakah in their ink, mashaAllah. Wherever you look, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah is releasing their Madri pearls in terms of their booklets, in terms of their books, and in terms of other Madri pools as well, Madri flowers. Alhamdulillah, now that we are getting every now and again through the means of social media and Madri channel, Alhamdulillah, the Madri pearls of Amir al-Sunnah are coming open. This is the way of the Buzurgani Deen, rahimahumullah. They would write, they will leave their books. This is the legacy. Today we are benefiting from Al-Hazrat. Why? Through his books. This is his legacy. This is the legacy of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we need to bring ourselves to such a state that we are able to read the books of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We sit with the ulama, the truly guided sahih al-aqidah ulama, that are able to explain to us the works of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so that we can be able to gain the blessings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and we can be able to gain the benefits of the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as well.
The other thing regarding the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was that his works were on some specific stuff. And one of the specific things which it touches your heart when you hear about it, that Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote in defending the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, the pen of the Mujaddid, the Imam Ahmad Raza Khan were taken and lifted to protect the dignity of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Maqam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you find that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, some of his great works are in respect and in honor in regards to the status of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Definitely.
Alhamdulillah, some of the Arab ulama, when the works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan reached them, how they were impressed regarding the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali.
They were overwhelmed. You know, being impressed is one thing, being overwhelmed is another thing. And this is, I think, the best way to explain the expression of the ulama of the Indo-Pak as well as the Arab countries as well. Whenever they would see the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they would become overwhelmed at how an individual of this day and age, he is able to write such works, and how much of a in-depth knowledge he had in relation to different sciences and different branches of the religion of Islam.
The great University of Islam, Jami al-Azhar, when some of the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi reached there, they were shocked to know that this is written by someone who is not an Arab, and they were surprised that it's actually one time Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote a hamd upon praising Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in Arabic.
Subhanallah.
And from Jami al-Azhar, the scholars of Jami al-Azhar, when they saw this, they were overwhelmed by this poetry which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, not just writing, but also the poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah, written in the Arabic language. This was also something unique.
Subhanallah, very, very unique.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Manish, Alhamdulillah, today in our silsila, we heard briefly regarding the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi and the works which he wrote and the effects of this work. Alhamdulillah, you see that these works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi are the savior of our Iman in our time today, because the falsehood which was coming in that time, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he protected the Muslim Ummah through his works of writing, through the beliefs regarding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and regarding Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and many other works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. So Alhamdulillah, this was some of the uniqueness of the works of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah Azawajal, keep on watching these episodes regarding the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah we will bring you some of the other works of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh regarding his poetry and some of other things which the great Mujaddid Rahmatullah Alayh, the qualities of this great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh have. So my dear Sangha, inshallah we leave you with this. Inshallah keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.